بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this episode, we're going to recite Surah Lail, and Brother Muhammad Reza will mention the Tajweed points. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad Reza.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For this program, we'll be discussing the words in the Holy Quran that are written in a way different to the way they're pronounced. And there are three letters that we will be focusing on: Ya, Waw, and Alif. In some circumstances, these three letters are not pronounced the way they're written. They're pronounced in a different way. And we're going to see how these apply in Surah Al-Layl.
So first, let's listen to Surah Al-Layl recited by Sheikh Sa'dul Ghamidi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة والأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى
والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى
والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى
والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى.
Okay, in the first two verses of Surah Al-Layl, we have some letters that are written but are not pronounced. The first one is إِذَا. We have an alif which has a hamza below it and a kasra. This alif is not pronounced like an alif al-maddi. It's pronounced like a kasra because there's a kasra below the hamza. And then we have on the word yaghsha, we have a small alif on top of the ya, and the ya is not pronounced like a ya'ul maddi. It's pronounced like an aliful maddi. So again, this is another kind of letter that's pronounced differently to the way that it's written. Then the second verse, wa nahari idha tajalla, again on the word idha, we have an alif with a hamza and a kasra below it. Then tajalla, again the ya in the word tajalla is pronounced differently than the way it's written. So it's pronounced like alif al-maddi instead of a ya al-maddi.
وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى
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 Okay, for the third and fourth verse of Surah Al-Layl, let's see if there are any letters that are written but not pronounced the way they're written. وَالْأُنْثَى On the hamza of alif, on the word untha, there's a dhamma. So this alif has to be pronounced like a short vowel that has the dhamma sound. So this is one case where there's one of those letters that are not pronounced the way they're written. Then untha, we have a ya, which has an alif on top of it. This ya is pronounced like an alif, even though it's written like a ya. This ya has to be pronounced like an alif al-maddi. Inna sa'yakum lashatta. The hamza below the alif of inna, again, is another example of those letters. Lashatta. Again, we have another one of those ya's that is pronounced like an alif al-maddi, even though it's not written like an alif al-maddi. It's a ya, but it's pronounced like an alif al-maddi.
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى
فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى
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 In the verses 5 and 6 of Surah Al-Layl, we have فَأَمَّا on the word فَأَمَّا we have an alif that has a hamza on top of it and has a fatha on top of the hamza. So this alif has to be pronounced like a fatha, which is a short vowel. Man a'ta. Again, we have a'ta. The alif of a'ta, again, has a hamza, which has a fatha. So it has to be pronounced like a fatha, not like an alif al-maddi. A'ta. The ya here is pronounced like an alif al-maddi. And wattaqa. Again, there is another ya that's pronounced like an alif al-maddi, even though it's written like a ya. And for verse 6, we have وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى On top of ya, there is a small alif, and this ya is pronounced like an alif al-maddi.
فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى
فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى
فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى
In this verse, there's only one of those letters that are written in a way different to the way they're pronounced. And that is on the word yusra, there's a ya with an alif on top of it. And this ya has to be pronounced like an alif, just like the previous verses.
Now, let's take a break and we'll be right back.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran. We're reciting Surah Layl and verse 8.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى
وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى
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 In these two verses, and the first word, أَمَّا وَأَمَّا, we have an alif that again has a hamza with a fatha on top of it and has to be pronounced like a fatha, a short vowel. Then we have wastaghna, we have a hamzatul wasl. After the wa, we can see an alif that has like a small sad written on top of the alif. This alif is not pronounced at all. So you have to connect wa to the sin of wastaghna, so the alif is not pronounced. And then we have the ya, which has an alif on top for the word wastaghna, and this ya has to be pronounced like an alif al-maddi.
وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى
وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى
وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى
وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى
In this verse, we have بِالْحُسْنَى On top of ya, there is a small alif, and this ya is pronounced like an alif al-maddi. For the 10th verse, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ In the ha of fasanuyassiruhu, there's a device called, a mechanism called ishba', which means that you have to satisfy the hunger of the dhamma of ha. So instead of saying fasanuyassiruhu lil'usra, we make this dhamma into a long vowel, and it becomes fasanuyassiruhu instead of fasanuyassiruhu. Okay? And lil'usra, we have a ya which has an alif on top of it, and this ya has to be pronounced like an alif al-maddi.
وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى
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 In the 11th verse, we have again another ishba' on the word maluhu. As you can see, after the ha, there's like a small waw written right after the ha. This indicates that this ha has to be pronounced with a long vowel, and since the vowel is the haraka is a dhamma, we have to elongate this dhamma to two vowel counts, thus making it a long vowel instead of a short vowel. Idha taradda, on the alif of idha there's a hamza, the hamza is below the alif of idha, and below this hamza there's a kasra, and the alif is pronounced like a short vowel and is not pronounced like an alif al-maddi. And taradda, again we have one of those yas which have an alif on top of them, and they have to be pronounced like an alif al-maddi and not like a ya al-maddi.
Brother Muhammad, we're running out of time. We'll put the rest of the surah line for the next episode. Thank you for coming, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments, questions, ideas, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنة